Welcome back to the Java with Sugar podcast presented by dApsolute. My name is Sean Doherty, and I'm a solutions consultant on our sales enablement team. And I'm joined here by my co-host and manager, Assam Naseem. Assam, I'll pass it off to you to introduce yourself.
Thank you, Sean. Assam Naseem, manager of solution consulting at dApsolute. Pleasure speaking to you all today.
Well, folks, this is our third arc of the podcast where we'll be discussing professional services automation, or PSA for short. Today, in the first episode of this arc, we'll cover why PSA is needed, who benefits from it, and how the proper implementation partner can empower PSA. So let's kick it off by talking about what PSA is. Certinia PSA is a software solution living natively on the Salesforce platform that optimizes and streamlines professional services operations. In fact, as a service delivery organization ourselves, we at dApsolute use PSA internally to handle both our project and resource management needs. For example, our professional service team logs their time in PSA, and this allows us to accurately bill our clients and track the progress of our projects. And not only does our professional service team use PSA, but so do we here on the sales enablement team. Even though I'm not a billable resource, I still enter my time in PSA because capturing that data is valuable.
And as a department, this allows pre-sales to track our cost of doing business. While as a manager, I can create dashboards and reports from Sean's time card data to visualize and get meaningful insight into where his time is being spent.
And that's just one example. But PSA's primary focus is to alleviate common pain points faced by service delivery organizations. So as someone with an experience point of view, I'm curious, Assam, to know what pain points you commonly see with our clients?
That's a great question, Sean. And some of the key pain points that we see are basically related to data entry and manual processes, which cause human errors, inefficient or lack of resource management tools or methodologies, and finally, lack of end-to-end project delivery oversight.
You brought up a lot of interesting points there, Assam, and these can be issues for a lot of companies that I can see, but I'm curious, and I'm sure the audience is too, about how the solution addresses these various challenges.
Well, there are different ways that a PSA solution can address these pain points, but for one of them is standardizing and automating internal delivery processes, providing real-time resource availability metrics and KPIs, managing projects effectively in a centralized manner. And as an example, in my previous job, I used to track my tasks and time in an Excel sheet. Here at dApsolute, we use PSA to do the job with more efficiency and better visibility.
I'm sure if it's a breath of fresh air to get off those spreadsheets. And it's great knowing PSA can handle these pain points and many more, folks. I could see this being beneficial to a lot of service-based companies in various spaces like high tech, consulting, cybersecurity, and even more. But as the audience, you may be wondering, what's the benefit to alleviating all of these pains? Well, by running your professional services organization on one platform, you have access to a wealth of information, which you can use to both automate and standardize your project delivery services. One platform to rule them all, which leads to higher efficiency, higher utilization rates, and higher project revenue and margins. So folks, we talked about pain points, we talked about benefits, and even key stakeholders. But Assam, what are your thoughts on how we can empower clients with PSA here at dApsolute?
I mean, we empower clients with PSA through our extensive experience, previous implementations, and best practices. By being both an implementer and an end user, we provide a unique point of view in the professional services automation domain. Not only do we focus on the technical aspect of the solution, but also focusing on the user experience and the impacts of the downstream and upstream applications. In addition, we invest in innovations that expand the functionality that exists on the platform today. We do that for others as we do it for ourselves internally by practicing what we preach.
You brought up a lot of great points there on just how dApsolute can really empower our clients, understand their unique situations, provide them with a solution that not only fits their current situation, but has scalable capabilities for when you do grow and you need more demand out of a system. So, folks, this concludes our third episode or our first episode of ARC 3. In the next episode, we'll talk about how PSA is the missing link in your resource and project management strategy with the help from a special guest, Nana Gregg. So please make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast to support us and follow our LinkedIn page to stay up to date on any new episodes or announcements. Thanks, and we hope to see you in the next one.
Thank you.